Hello, everyone. This is Vicki Ford, and I am so happy to be with you this evening. It has been such a spectacular time this day. I tell you, when I started the show earlier, I had outside, I can't see them now, but I had what we call Deary. And Deary's a female deer. Deary is very creative. My 11-year-old did that name, beautiful name. And she has now brought her friend, Calmer, who's a male, kind of a baby buck. And I feed them corn and oats. And here I am in the North Georgia Mountains. And I just want to share with everyone, I know that it is so wonderful to be a part of the city and the theater. And, I mean, I love all of that. But there's always such beauty in living in the country too, because it's like having Disney at your doorstep. We have a raccoon that lives up in the tree at night. He only comes out about 1 o'clock, something like that. They must have clocks in the woods. It is just phenomenal, though, natural timing. And my pets, I have a dog, a couple of dogs, and a cat, and they're all such friends. The deer touch the cat's nose, the kitten's nose, and it's just the most beautiful. It's just so beautiful to see this kind of nature right in front of you. And I don't know if for those that, you know, love nature, I just wanted to share that with you because it's just so, so, so beautiful. And we have lots to talk about tonight. I do have a caller, though, that I want to take because I like to talk with y'all when you call in. She's calling from California, and her name is Monica. And I don't know if you're from Monica, California, but how are you this evening, Monica?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What's going on out there? Are you what part of California are you in?
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what's on your heart
very
this
nice
evening.
Weather.
Well, you know, I might have to share. Go ahead. Go ahead, Monica.
I just wanted to know what you saw coming up for me and Michael.
You and Michael. Okay. I have a Michael that I know well, but he's I call him Archangel Michael, but I don't think it's the same one that you're talking about.
No.
Because he's married. So this, I know it's not the right one. Well, how long, let me just tune into you for a moment. I'm going to pull some cards as well. I feel that there is a strong connection with you. I feel it in your heart. Okay. I'm not, what's going on with him? What is this that I'm feeling with him? His name is Michael. I feel that you are wanting to move a little forward. And why do I see a stop sign in his hand? I mean, that's what I'm seeing right now. So I see a positive change coming. I will tell you that I see a positive change, but tell me what I'm sensing this little bit of a stop. So now I can talk to you a little bit more about it, but I do see a positive change. That's the main thing that I'm getting. But for right now, there's just, why is there this hand up? Talk to me a little bit about what's going on so I can get into more spiritual.
Yeah, no, because you're great. I love calling your show. I mean, I don't call often. I called maybe like once before, but I actually, a couple days ago, I've known him for a long time. I've known him since the end of December of 2006, so it's been a while. Yeah. And it's a long distance at the moment. And just, you know, the other day I told him, you know, I desire you to work your way up and, you know, show that you exist in my life and, you know, get to know my family and, you know, get this ball going. This is what I want. And, you know.
That's what I feel from you.
I wrote him this short paragraph on a messenger, and I said, you know, this is just food for thought. You don't have to answer me now if you don't want to, but this is what I want you to do, and it's the last thing I want you to do is something that you don't want to do. Because, you know, it's funny because last month actually was the first time that I ever attempted to break up with him because he was just kind of being a little closed off and not keeping me in limbo. And then as soon as I did that, he's like, oh, no, you know, all I did was love you, you know, care for you and cherish you. He kind of changed a little bit and was like telling me how this is going to work out, but it was just like all words, and I want more action than words. Before, I used to kind of like hope that he would get the hint on what to do, and I realized that I had to kind of lovingly nudge him and, you know, guide him and make him, you know, have make the decision, but I also want him to know what I want to do. So he kind of knows, to be honest with you, that message is like a make it or break it type of
right.
message.
And then I see a hand up. See his right hand up saying, stop. Now, that's what I'm seeing psychically, but I'm going to share something with you because I pull that there are some positive changes for you, but I just want to share something with you. Something has shifted with you, Monica, recently, and I feel that you've outgrown some situation that once appealed to you, and it may be that you are just, you've had enough of the slowness, and you want, I feel that you are very intuitive and that you got to trust yourself, okay? And yes. I feel that there's some positive developments that are around your spiritual growth. And I'm going to have to ask you, are you so deeply in love with him that you can't survive without him?
It's a long distance at the moment. So once upon a time, we were really close. When I would see him more often, I used to get that feeling like he took my soul with him when he would leave and stuff. Now I am at a comfortable place. To be honest with you, for a while now, I kind of been rejecting his request to see me only because it kills me when he leaves. It's not that I don't want to see him. Mm-hmm. And when I sent him this message, he asked if he can see me. And I said, okay, right. I will put my guards down and put my gun back in my holster. This is what I desire you to do. I desire you to work your way up to meet my family. And then I told him, look, I'm going to be in Vegas the 4th of July weekend. You can meet me there with my friends if you want. So that was the response to his, many times wanting to see me. Like, I want to see you. And I've been rejecting him, to be honest, Vicky, for a year and a half coming up.
Because you're afraid of getting hurt. So that's what I'm sensing.
Exactly.
You're afraid of getting hurt. Because if you go ahead and pour your heart to him and then he rejects you. Now, I'm gonna tell you what I feel is going to shift this, okay? I feel that if you care that much for him, I would go visit with him if he's, especially if he's paying your way or however y'all work that out. And I would go and I would pour my heart out with him because he's putting a stop there right now. Like, it's like, you know what? He's going to act a certain way too if you put the stops up as well. But I feel like you want to move forward with the relationship. I'm not seeing what you're telling me. I'm seeing what I'm feeling, okay? And what I'm feeling is that you really want to go forward with the relationship, and he's putting the stops up because he's afraid of getting hurt. So it's like y'all are playing this game with each other. And so I would say is move forward with him. Let him know. Be vulnerable. Because no love can work, Monica, if you're not vulnerable. Because he won't trust you, and then you won't trust him. And then as soon as you start moving forward, he'll put the stops on it. Then when he puts the stop, and that's what's happening right now. Because I kept seeing this forward motion with you. And this stop with him, and then you're talking about you putting the stops. Now I'm getting the flow of it. My viewpoint is this. My feeling on it is that you're going to have a very positive change with him if you go forward with your heart open. You can't get hurt. Now, let's really play this, Monica. You're hurting now. How can you hurt more if he says down the road it won't work? You will have experienced love. You will have experienced joy and a forward motion in your life. My message to you is to go forward with the relationship with your heart open. Do not think about fear. Do not think about getting hurt, because that will bring a positive change, because I keep hearing positive change, okay? And I think you're going to be go forward with the relationship.
If he's going to meet me 4th of July weekend, because I feel like that's going to possibly be the first time that I'll see him after a year and a half.
You haven't seen him for that long. Yeah, if you want to, I would do everything you can to make
that. I invited him. Do you feel that he will meet me there? I mean, he wanted to see me in L.A., but I said, no, I'm going to be in Vegas with my friends.
I think he will meet you there. Now, listen, very carefully. I think he will meet you there, Monica, but, and I'm going to put a little notation in there. I think he will, But I think you're going to have to let him know that you, you know, how you really feel about, you know, seeing him. Because there's a, you know, if you've been putting him off, he may be afraid to go see you. So I would shift a little bit on your way of communicating with him. Tell him how much you really want to be with him and the fun of it. And, yeah, I think you can make this work. I think it's going to be in your making him feel really good. And then, yes, I think that I think it, you know what I'm saying. Kind of withdraw the fear, take it to the light, and let him see your heart.
I told him.
I
told him a couple of days ago. I said, "Look, I will see you, but be careful with my heart because it's fragile, and don't hurt me." That's what I told him. Don't, you know what I mean? And so I know with him, he processes things. I told him at the end of the message, it was a lot to take in because I'm asking him to make a life changing decision, you know what I mean?
Right.
I know that he was going to soak it in, but do you pick up on when you feel that he will come and meet my family in California?
I wouldn't even go there right now. I'm not going to go there right now with you because right now you know what's happening here? Remember I said there's a positive change? Focus on being in the moment with him. Don't worry about when he's going to meet your family right now because the expectations are what's causing the friction in the relationship. Let go of the expectations right now. And that's my advice to you. Forget about when. Let go of the expectations. Go find out. Have joy and fun with him. Then the rest will unfold as it should. Okay? Because that's what I feel. Okay? Okay?
Can I ask one more quick question in regards to my trip?
Go ahead.
May I ask when, how long, because he didn't tell me, he's like a last minute type of person. We're like, okay, I'm going to meet you. So he kind of keeps that anxiety flowing in me to a point. So do you pick up on how long he will stay there with me? I'm going to be there for 6 days. So do you pick up on how long?
Well, I think be together the whole time as long as you don't put a lot of expectations on him. I think that things will go very well. It's the expectations. It goes back to the same message. The expectations are what are keeping him tense. And if you can just have fun with him and let go of the expectations, because it's not really, that's not the fun part. The journey's the fun part. And I want you to put a smile on your face and say, you know, I really want to enjoy this relationship. Forget about all the expectations, what you're going to, oh, my God, it has to happen here and has to happen there. He's not that kind of guy. He's not that kind of guy.
But you know what? If I let it flow in the journey and let it be, he would let it flow until my grave. Like, he's just have a person where it's
wait
like...
Wait a minute. I'm not saying that you have to... I'm not saying that you have to not have expectations, but don't put them on him. They'll just let this 6 days, you haven't seen him for a year and a half, let them just be relaxed days and fun days. The rest will be okay, but if you start putting expectations on him and you haven't seen him for a year and a half, most men are going to get a little gun shy. I mean, you got to see him a little bit more. So that's my advice to you. You don't have to take it, but that's my advice to you. It's just really relax with it and be in the moment. Enjoy him. The rest will happen. And if it doesn't happen, then it wasn't going to happen anyway. And so, you know, but right now you haven't even seen him for a year and a half. You got to at least see him. Relax with it and let him, y'all have some fun. Listen, Monica, if he has fun with you, he's going to want to be with you more. He's going to want to be with you more. So just focus on having fun and really enjoying him and letting him see who you are. And then if it's meant to be, honey, you can't keep a guy from a woman when they're in love. You can't keep them away.
Right.
So just remember that, okay?
Right.
And thank you so much for calling in. It was good to talk to you.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night. And I just want to say something, and then I'm going to be talking to Deira from South Carolina. Are you on the line, Deira?
Hey, Vicki. This is Deira.
Oh, hey, Deira. How are you? What's going on in your world? Yeah. What's happening?
Are you ready for me? I thought you...
Yeah, no, I was going to chat for a minute, but I'm already talking to you. I was just going to make a comment about relationship, sometimes how we have to let it be more relaxed and in the moment, and then everything seems to be work like magic. So that's what I was going to, that was a comment I was going to make for everybody. So it's good to hear from you. What's happening with you, dear?
Okay. Recently, I have just run into some super financial issues, and I just want to know if everything's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, super financial issues, as if then something has stopped you from being able to do what you kind of expected to do. Now, I'm going to pull
just
some
day-to-day stuff, really.
Oh, day-to-day stuff. Did you change jobs? What's going on with your job right now?
No, I haven't. It's really slow. It's just really, really slow.
Okay. Now, interesting enough, I pulled several cards for you. And one is the fact that you are having issues, you know, pull back as much as you can. But this is the message, a real strong message for you. The flow of prosperity came, which is a fascinating information to get, because it lets me know that when we have issues with our financial stuff, there are a couple of things that we're being told. One is to, if we can, not spend quite as much money, and if nothing can change on that, then the message is that your prayers about finances are being heard and answered, but it's about tapping into your manifestation power by focusing on the abundance. And this is the key, dear. He's got your name written as Zero. That's why I was laughing. Seth, hi there. Tap into the manifestation power by focusing on the abundance instead of worry. And listen, this is the hardest test that you've got a little bit. I'm going to pull another card for you because this is very interesting. You have some things that you want to do, because I sense that you have a new flow of abundance coming in, and something is going to create a shift for you, and Spirit is telling me there's a shift coming in, and that's why you're having to go through this, but the worrying only makes it worse. What shifted that made it seem tighter than normal? Because, see, we can get that oppression on our money lines, Dara, where we get so worried that we actually cut the flow off. And
oh,
it's not
that
you're not... Huh?
I said, no, I don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that. And listen, whenever I get any kind of concern about money, I go into this I am abundant. And I will go in there and I will find out the fear of where the lack is coming from. Be aware of what's happening here, because we all have ups and downs, okay? And you don't want to get too personal about it. You don't want to beat yourself up about it. It is not about that. But it's a very, let me just look and see what's going on with your purpose right now. Because now you were going to be doing some training too, right?
Absolutely.
You know, did you ever get up there to do those weekend, like this coming Friday, they're going to do one?
Because
right now it reminds me that it's like, it's just a very creative time for you that you've, oh, wow, it's like, it's about a time for you to activate some creativity here. What is it that you are very creative at that you haven't really been doing lately? Because there's a very strong purpose here for about creativity. What is that right now going on with you? Do you know what it is that you love that you... Yeah, there's something that you... It's just about your viewpoint. It's a shifting of your viewpoint, and it's about manifestation. And I feel like it's time for you to really manifest. And it's your spirit, and that's why you called me tonight. It's about... Spirit is telling me that you have what it takes... You are your own resource, and you have. Do you work with your hands? I mean, you're doing something with your hands that you're not.
Yes, I do hair. Okay.
Well, there's something else that you're doing that you're
healing.
Okay, you need to be doing more of that, and that's what's going to shift the income. That's the creative part. It's something with your hands, and I see you working with people and their bodies. And if you do more of that, the finances will go away. The finance problem will go away. The finances will go good. Because listen, I picked up a card for you, and it is a very prosperous card. Everything's going to be okay. especially with respect to your finances. You just have to support this. You have a little bit of a life change going on here, okay? There's some shifts going on with you right now. I haven't done your birthday card, but there's some shifts going on with you, and I feel right now that you have prosperity all around you. Dara, prosperity's all around you. I just feel like I want to just take that worry and put it into this big ball of light and just send it away, because I think everything's going fine with you. I just want you to breathe a little bit more and realize that this is going to be a passing moment and it's going to get better, okay? Trust me on that. It's going to get better. Just know that. You have to feel it.
I do. I feel it. I'm feeling it as you say it.
Well, then you're going to be okay, because you picked up messages. I've been picking up messages for you to share with you that you have a good flow of abundance coming in. It's all around you. You are seeing that as the situation accurately, that you need to shift something. There's no doubt you need to shift something. And get out there and be a little bit more creative and use those hands in a way that you're not using them now. Do you massage? Do you work with your hands? Do you do something with your hands? What do you do with your hands?
Mostly the healing. And okay, I just lay my hands on people and I pray.
Okay, well then keep praying. And really keep praying, because this is a very strong time of manifestation for you. And guess who helps you to manifest? Through prayer.
Ooh.
That's how you pray. You pray and you ask. You don't plead, God, please give me something. You ask for what you know you want. And you say, God, please, if I am requiring this in my life or something better. So you talk to them, communicate with them. But God usually has a plan for us better than anything we can imagine. And listen, I will tell you, Dara, I had a moment the other day where I got into a little fear, okay? And I went in and I went up to the higher planes and I did my meditation. And Spirit says, we have a plan for you that you can't even imagine at this moment. So go with the flow. Do what we're asking you to do now. Know that it is unfolding for you in a way that you can't even imagine at this moment. And that's where the faith comes in. That's where your faith comes in. You've got beautiful cards, and I trust when Spirit talks to me. So take that worry, put it into a ball, and say, God, come and get it. Hey, another idea. Take a God box. Go get a little box. You don't have to buy anything. Go get a little cardboard box. Go get something you buy tea in, whatever. And put a little label on it and call it my God box. Put your fear in there and say, take it away. And take it away. And in about 2 weeks, go back in and look at it, and most of them will be gone. And if they haven't,
I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I call it a God box. And then when you've gotten it all handled, then either burn it burn it. Just burn it. Okay?
Okay.
It was great
talking to you.
Thanks for calling in. You make me feel
so much better every time I talk to you.
Well, you've got everything. You've got everything you need right within your heart, within you, Dara. And that's what you need to remember. That's your prosperous. And when I want to share this with you and with everybody. When we get into those worry moments where we don't feel like we have enough, those are mirrors for us to really go within ourselves. And really, this is a self-spiritual growth time for you. It's a very strong spiritual growth time for you, because when we're looking for everything outside of us, in which we have a tendency to do in America, right? Just go within and say, you know, I am enough. I am enough. I am prosperous. I am abundant, because I am a child of God. And that is enough. And you will find that everything in your environment starts to get better, because it's within you. You already are. You already are. So just remember that, okay?
Thank you so much for calling in.
It was a pleasure talking to you. And you have a good night, okay?
All right.
Thank you. And I just want to say just a few things about that, right, what Dara was talking about before I take my next caller, and I'll be right with you. But I want to share with you that many, many times, y'all, especially folks that are calling the Vicki Ford Show, I already know you're spiritual. I already know you're going through an enlightenment. I already know that you're seeking ascension, or you wouldn't be calling me, because those are the types of folks that I attract, because I'm going there. I'm in that process, so I would attract those kind. And I want to share with you, when you get in those moments of despair and you get in those moments of, oh, how am I going to make it? Just go within, because y'all, everything is within. When we create it from within, where it truly is ours and who we are, that's when we manifest it on the outside. So it's a very powerful growth time for you when you go through that. Emma, how are you? Is Emma there?
I'm good. I'm here. You hear me?
Oh, good, Emma. Yeah. You're from Atlanta. I'm up in Jasper, Emma. You know where Jasper is?
Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah, I'm just right up north from you. So,
okay.
What is on your heart tonight? What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate you and your time and everything, but I was concerned about something. I wanted to know if my mother and father are alive on the planet.
Oh, my goodness. You're out of touch with them. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm here, and I appreciate life, and the woman that raised me, you know, we went back and forth about it, and she never cleared it up.
Oh, you were adopted. So you're wanting to know if your mother and father, your biological mother and father, are still alive on the planet.
Well, Ms. Ford, I don't really know if I was adopted or not. There was so much confusion going on with me as I came up that nobody gave me any answers. And I found out, I'm in my 50s, through wanting to get a passport, that my last name is not the name that I had all through life. And I found that I have a whole other name, and I don't have any answers, but I know that I'm a wonderful being. I know I'm valued and worthy, and I forgive her.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You know, I'm just trying to get a hold to who I am in that physical part. I know that
I know. Hey, by the way, yeah. Kung Fu Panda 2 addresses that very, very issue. You get a chance to go see that movie. Go see it. Panda 2? The Panda 2 movie?
Yeah, we have both. My ex-spouse watched it last night, and the grandbabies were over yesterday, and they've been watching it all weekend and drawing those fringe wave, you know, yin-yang posters all over
the house. Yeah, but the Kung Fu Panda 2, the one that's out in the movie theaters right now, it's a different one, but it's fabulous. It addresses what you're talking about. Now, listen, I've been getting data while you've been chatting. I'm gonna tell you something. I feel that there, and I'm going to have to tell you, Emma, and you may want to, well, I'm just going to flat out tell you. I feel that there's a woman that's your mother, your biological mother, who has grieved for you for a long, long time. And I felt her grief when you asked me that. And I wasn't even sure where we were going with the conversation. I just felt a lot of grief about a mother. Now, it's not your grief, it's her grief. I'm not saying you don't have grief, but I'm feeling her grief. And yes, she is, and I feel, yes, to answer your question, Spirit is saying that, yes, she is alive. I feel like she's probably late 70s, I can't say that. I feel 80s. I get 80s. I get that she's in her 80s. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't feel anything on the father right now. I don't get that same, I don't get that feeling. I almost get a sense that he's deceased, okay? But that doesn't mean he is. I'm telling you what I feel right now. I feel like he's deceased. If he isn't deceased, it's because he's so deadened within himself that he feels dead, okay? Now, it could be either one of those. And I'm going to tell you, normally, when I do this kind of work, Emma, I take a long time with you. I take and I do energy work with you, and I look around your aura, and I look to see a lot of things, okay? But we're doing this in a very short, brief time, so I'm telling you right off the cuff. The father does not feel the vibrancy, so I would almost say he's either in a comatose type of situation or deceased, okay? Your mother is alive, and she has grieved for you for, a long time, a very long time. Now, I'm going to say this. There is a show. I have not watched it, and I don't even know that it's on the air. I do not know the name of it. It is called, go online, look up, what's the name of it? Do you know the name of it, Emma?
I remember one called Find Your Lost or Love or something.
It's a guy. It's a guy that does it, and you send in your request online. So what I want you to do is I want you to go online. Do you have a computer? Obviously, you wouldn't be listening to the Vicki Ford Show. I want you to go and get that TV show. I wish I could remember the name of it. Maybe some listener will be calling in tonight and will let us know. And I think it's down in Florida. It seems to me like it's down in the Tampa area, Fort Myers. It's in the Fort Myers area. And I want you to send in your story. You do it online. Tell them that you're looking for your lost mother. I know that you, I'm going to tell you something. This is very strange. I don't feel like you were adopted. I don't feel like you ever went through a legal adoption, though. This is very odd. It's like there was some sort of hidden secret somewhere. And, you know, back in the early days, people didn't have to go through the adoption process like they do now. And I feel like maybe somebody just took you and took care of you. And if your mother, the one that raised you, now let's categorize this, okay? The person that you've raised, if they won't give you data on it, then there's a big secret there. And I'm sorry, but I'm putting it out there on the airwaves. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm sorry, what? It's what?
It always has been. It always has been.
Well, now then that lets you know. I don't even know. I'm not saying that you weren't officially adopted, but something doesn't, I don't get that word. I just don't get the word that, because let me just give you a real quick story. My daughter is adopted from Russia, and she's at an age where she's curious, you know. And so I got a picture of her, and I'll have her meet her if she wants to. We're not going to Russia anytime soon because I'm not going over there. But believe me, when she wants to meet her, you know, I'll be supporting her all along because it's her journey. It's her beautiful journey, and she's my daughter, and nothing will ever take our love from each other. I am not afraid of finding someone else in her life. You see, that doesn't bring fear to me. So for you... Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people have a lot of fear attached around that because they're afraid you won't love them or something. The truth is you would love them more if they really let you learn your journey, you know.
I agree.
Your mother is alive. She has grieved for you for eons. You need to find her. I feel like that you will find her, and I'm going to tell you, I feel like you're going to find her I'm going to share a number with you, and I don't know what the significance of it is, but I feel like that she's either 86 or you will find her before she's 86. I just get that's 86 is a very strong number, and I hang on to that number because it may have some other meaning for it, where, you know, it may have some other meaning. But listen, you go find your mother. Go find that show. Go Google Finding Your Parents. And TV shows that help you find your parents, all those googly things. I don't feel as comfortable with the father situation. Mothers sometimes grieve over their children more than fathers do anyway. The fathers grieve in a different way. And he may have just died from the grief. I don't know. But I don't sense that there was the connection That your mother had, because connection is stronger with your mother is what I'm feeling right now. And it could just be because he's deceased. You know, and the other thing that we could do is if you're ever interested down, not necessarily tonight, but if you ever want me to do some medium work for you, you know, go to my website at Vicki Ford, because I do that type of thing. But I just get he's in another dimension. I get that your father's in another dimension, but not your mother.
Okay, well,
Your mama here.
You just put it a cast for me, and I appreciate it.
Now, honey, I am thrilled to do that, and you know, anything I can do for you. But go to that TV show. This is the kind of story that they love. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
They do. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And listen, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to VickiFord.com. Go put your contact number in there. Your contact email, and so I want to stay in touch with you, because if I ever get any data in the future, I want to be able to have some way to communicate with you. Just go to VickiFord.com. And I also do mini readings for people, free mini readings the first time you come to my site. I just do that as a gift for people to come to the site.
God bless you.
But I'd like to stay in contact with you. I'd like to stay in contact with you so that I know and you know, what's in case something clicks with me and I hear something, I'd like to be able to share it with you, okay?
Yeah, everything's possible. Okay.
And you never know, I might remember the name of that TV show.
Okay. That's
all right.
Right.
Good night.
Everything's possible.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And I do want to invite everyone, as I did with Emma, my VickiFord.com site has a contact page, and if you'll go on there and put your contact information in, I can at least keep you. I don't send a lot of emails out, but I do let you know what's happening. Some of my special guests on BBS, and I'm going to have a very special guest not next week, but the next week. She talks about illusions, and her name is Betsy Thompson. She's going to be my guest. I believe that would be on the 11th of June, and then the guest that I was going to have tonight is from New Mexico, from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and bless his heart, he's in all those fires and everything, so he's not in them, literally. God bless you, John. I know you're not listening tonight because the whole town of Santa Fe, it sounded like, was having some sort of issues with fire, but John Lucas is going to be on the 25th, and he does some spiritual healings, so he will be my guest for those. So July is going to be a very exciting month for guests, and then hopefully in August, just to kind of share with you a little bit of what's going on the Vicki Ford Show, Robert Tom, I hope, will be one of my guests. He is a fabulous healer, and I'm actually training with him, so I'm very excited to have him hopefully on the show maybe in August. And he's taking me to new levels of understanding and depths of intuition, so I'm thrilled to be a part of his beautiful healing system. So his name is Robert Tum from Florida. So he will be hopefully on in August. So we're going to have some exciting guests for the next month to 2 months. And I always like to have as many guests as possible, but I like to do my own show once in a while, just me talking to y'all, because it gives me a chance to really get to know you and feel comfortable, you know, so that you'll know if when you go to do a program with me, with the healing program with me, you'll know something about me. You'll say, oh, yeah, I've been listening to her for months, and, you know, she's always there. And so I just, you know, it's nice for both of us to get to know each other. And, you know, one thing I want to talk a little bit about tonight is Ascended Masters, because Ascended Masters on the very high planes of our world, if you may, and they can be of so much help to us. And when we're going through situations, I had several, in my meditations, several Ascended Masters. Violet Ray came today, and I don't know that a lot of us know about some of these Ascended Masters, but she's just a very, all of the Ascended Masters have great strengths and beautiful wisdoms and beloved masters that come forward to work with us as our, you know, loving guidance. They have the energy of such love, and it's so wonderful to work with them, and each one of them can give you different aspects of healing. And Violet Ray, for me, you know, she's there to anchor trust for me and to let me know, you know, or let all of us know, to let go of specifics. I know we had a lot of calls tonight about, well, you know, it has to be this way, and my relationship with the work has to be this way. And I have a strong team of physical angels here on Earth, people like Lorelei, who is an astrologer, and you know, newly Robert Tom, and various other people that I work with that are very spiritual, powerfully spiritual. And when you work with folks like this, you know, you have a team here on planet Earth that you can talk with people and share with people. And so, you know, when you have beautiful energies like Violet Ray coming in, I mean, I was just amazed because I get so many specific ways of doing things. It has to be this way. And the truth is we don't have to do it that way. And if things are oppressive to you, shift your viewpoint. If things are not going the way you want to, you're oppressing things possibly. I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's a good thing. It opens up restriction into a freedom. So anytime that we have something happening in our life that doesn't feel quite right, what a great opportunity to say, ooh, that doesn't feel right. How can I shift that? And so there's some powerful energies. Someone else that came to me today that I've never had come to me today was, I don't even know that I know the name properly, is Serapis Bay. And oh my goodness, I mean, this beautiful ascended master came to me, and I was like, oh my goodness, I've never felt you before. And the message was, you know, it's about letting go of situations in your life when you have this particular master, beloved master, to come in to see the larger picture on something. Sometimes we can get so blindsided in our world that we forget that, you know, is a very shift in energy, a very shift of seeing something can change the whole release, the ability to release it. And so it's like he gives you that ability to go up, you know, 10,000 feet above and smile and say, oh, wow, I can see that now. And, you know, before it was like this very serious situation, and it really isn't. So, you know, that can be very, you know, very powerful. And one of my most favorite ascended masters, of course, is, you know, the Christ consciousness, Buddha. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you have so many wonderful, powerful energies that come to us that, now I don't know that a lot of people would call Jesus an ascended master. I don't know, some people, different people have different names for people. I just call him the Christ consciousness. I don't care what else he's called, because he is probably one of the most powerful, beloved masters that come to us to talk to us, whether we call him Jesus or Christ, it doesn't matter. I know that my daughter, who's very, very spiritual, she's a natural medium, a channeler medium, and she can feel when the Christ energy is around her, and she feels him. She calls him Jesus, and she says, you know, I feel Jesus around me. And it's just so beloved to see our children. You know, one of the subjects I was going to talk about, and I have to let you know, as you probably can sense when I'm talking with you, I channel, and whatever flows out of me just comes. I just let it come because it is so powerful to me. I have this beautiful opportunity to have these two children in my home. One of them is my daughter, and one of them is her best friend from Montana. And he's a year older than her. And to see the male-female of this age group uniting and coming together in friendship, brother and sister, it's a beautiful process. And I was looking at both of their auras because they're both very spiritual. But they're both indigo children, crystal children, rainbow, whatever you want to call them. They're just they're the new light coming in. And they don't fit into regular schools. Both of them go to the Global Village School, which is out in OJ, California. I highly recommend that, by the way, to all people who have children that are very, doesn't matter if they're good in school, bad in school, gifted in school, whatever. But they allow you to get a quality education, you know, long distance. They have international school. And what's so powerful about this school is that, and my daughter goes to it, and so does her friend. And what's so wonderful is that they can, we could go to India and live in an ashram for the next year. and get get in that she could pass the next grade because she would be getting life experiences. And yes, they do math, they do science, they do, you know, all the other things, but they do it according to what their unique ability, their unique genius is. And, you know, y'all, the kids coming in today's world, we can't judge them and say they're going to be just like us or they have to go through the same school systems that we did. Certainly, if they want to be a scientist, if they want to be a lawyer, if they want to be a doctor, they're going to have to probably go the traditional route, but not necessarily. I mean, there are kids that go to this Global Village school that are chanters. They may not be good in math. They may never be able to progress past the fourth or fifth grade in math, but they can do, they can survive in life, but they're going to survive by being a fabulous person who channels or chants or goes off and is a fabulous creative artist. I mean, this young boy that's staying with us has great gifts in creative artwork. I mean, he is a gifted artist. And I never even knew that about him. And he just said, well, may I draw? And I said, of course you can draw. And you know, I try to keep him off the computer as much as possible because when they're on the computer, they don't do anything. There's nothing creative about it. But this young person is a beautiful artist, and he gets my daughter drawing. And then together they get very creative. And all of a sudden, you see the artistic beauty of friendship and of all the beauty that children have that we don't tend to develop because as adults we get very, very busy. And I had mentioned and an earlier radio show, and I share this because I know there's someone out there that can, even if it's one person that's raising a child or their grandchildren or a family member or something, there were times in my life where I was making six figures being a divorce attorney, and I did very, very well. I was gone in the morning at 8, and I would come home sometimes at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock at night. It was very uncomfortable. I made good money, but I never saw my daughter. I mean, we'd see each other on the weekends, but I was so stressed that it took me all weekend just to unstress, and then I'd go back to the grind again. Sure, the money was fun, but this is what's so interesting about it. There are ways, y'all, we can have both worlds. When I talked at the earlier part of the show, I was talking about those beautiful deer that are out there. And when we find those quality moments in our lives that mean something to us, we start to find the value of who we are inside. And when I was talking to Dara earlier from South Carolina, she gave such a beautiful example of that. Because when we, or even with our relationships, when we really value ourselves and we see the true worth of who we are within ourselves and we feel it, it's easy to say it, but when we feel it, all of a sudden abundance comes to us in ways maybe unexpected. I mean, I have abundance in my life now just being able to be with my daughter. No, I don't have the huge amount of income, but it doesn't matter. We do quite well in our lives. We do very well, and we don't have to go through that pain and misery of having to work at something that you don't have passion for anymore. Originally, I did have great passion for it. I will tell you that I loved doing the divorces, and always remember this. You may have passion for something initially, but you may find that it changes, and that's okay. Don't be afraid, y'all, to get out of your comfort zone in these changing times. We are going through changes in our lives, and it is about finding that passion within our hearts. It is about finding that relationship that we can feel comfortable with and without expectations. And if you want to marry someone and they don't want to marry you, then it's okay. Go on. Move on. Find someone that you can love that will be more of who you're looking for. But then there's always that issue. If you really want to marry and you have to get married, as a spiritual advisor, I would say, wow, you know, why do you have to get married? You know, what is it that makes you feel that that is where you get your security? And I always do, Lorelei is a very wonderful friend of mine, and she does a lot of relationship work. And she and I work together on, I don't do as much relationship work as I do one-on-one. That's more of what I love to do. But it's very interesting because when people come into me and they say that I have to get married, it's like, well, let's really look at why you have to get married. Because when we have to put expectations or you know, feelings that that other person is going to bring us our happiness. That is the decline of the marriages, and that's what's happening. Because, by the way, y'all, oh my goodness, I can't believe I forgot to tell everyone. My book, Heart's Justice, Compassion and the Game of Law, just came out. I'm not even promoting it right now because it's not the right time for me to do that. But it is on Amazon.com. I believe it's $14.95 on Amazon. And then on Kindle, I don't do Kindle stuff, but I got it on there, and I think it's a little less on Kindle. So, you know, if you get a chance to order it, it's, again, Heart's Justice, Compassion, and the Game of Law. And if you forget it, the name of it, just go to my website at VickiFord.com. And I'm not taking orders right now because I don't have the books right now. I mean, it literally I just got an email right before came on the show that it was being released. So, it's just brand new. So, you know, be sure and get that. It's for anyone who's going through a divorce, anyone who may be thinking of going through a divorce or knows someone who is, or if you're a professional and you want to see a different way of how we can approach divorces in America so that it isn't such a devastation. You know, divorce should be just a shift in life. It should not be at the end of your life where you lose everything and you lose your kids and life becomes this, you know, horrible battle. That is not the way divorce should be. It should just be a shift in life just like any other shift. And it should not be this catastrophic, horrible event. And that's what it's about come to. I mean, I've been through marriages before. I have a hesitation to marry again because it's like, holy Moses, I don't want to go through that. And I'm a lawyer, for heaven's sake. I don't want to go through it. So, you know, a lot of people are going through that where people are very much in love, very much partners. And, you know, there are ways in our world that we can, other than Social Security, and maybe other benefits, you know, you can will something to someone. If you have some sort of legal savvy, you can, you know, hire an attorney to give that person this, or, you know, you can get joint tenancy and all that. So there are many, many ways that you can protect your loved one that you don't want to legally marry because of the restraints that America has on that. So just wanted to share that. But I do invite you to buy that book and also come visit me. I'm really doing a lot of work with the soul these days to unblock those connections that you have right now that are keeping you from moving forward in your life. Everyone that comes to me is someone who is a spiritual seeker. I already know that about you. I already know that you're looking for enlightenment. You're already a person that is not accepting things as they are. You want more, but you know that wanting more comes from within, knowing thyself, learning more about who you are, and in that's where you're really going to find your area of life that gives you that meaning. And it doesn't mean that when you have meaning in your life that you can't have a good income. Actually, that's when it starts to all unfold. But always remember, folks, this is something that I have learned the hard way. Life is not always about being on the same level. Things change. There are moments, just like with an earlier caller, there are moments where we have down times. And those are our times where we just, instead of going it to pieces during those times, use those time periods to honor yourself. Maybe be quiet a little bit more. Maybe meditate more. Find walks that you can do. Just don't get so into your mind with worry that you can't find those special moments that are so valuable to you. Spirit is with each and every one of us. Always know that. Your ascended masters are with you. We just have to feel them. We have to know they're there. And how we listen to them and hear them is in our quiet moments. In those beautiful moments where we meditate, where we are outside in our space, we typically, you know, can't hear them as much when we have the vibration of the TV going, because it is those moments where we, you know, when I feel that TV is frustrating for me, I turn it off because I know Spirit is talking to me and I can't hear them when the TV's on. Although you can get special, you know, messages, you know, we're in a synergetic world where you can, you know, there may be a message on TV you've been waiting for Spirit to tell you for 5 years, and all of a sudden you hear it on TV and it's like, oh my goodness. So, you know, I'm not saying TV isn't good. I'm just saying there are times when you just need to have those quiet moments. I hear my little dog barking. I just want to thank you all for visiting with me this evening on the Vicki Ford Show. I will be back on July 11th, I believe that is the time. And as I said, I will have Betsy Thompson on there, and we will be taking live callers. And I will just be so excited to be talking with you then. And I wish you all the best for the next couple of weeks. I will look forward to talking with you again. The Vicki Ford Show is here to stay on BBS. I love BBS. So each of you have a blessed week, and good night.